Welcome to the One Within All, Back to the Interverse podcast. I'm your host, Chance, and I'm really excited to be talking today with George Wiseman. He's the creator of the AquaCure, which is a device that generates hydrogen and adds it to gas and water in order to help our body take in this number one champion, all-time number one leader of the periodic table, possibly the most important molecule in our entire realm of existence as a building block for everything life, everything created. So George has got a really awesome story about how he came into the invention of this machine. He's also just generally an amazing inventor, has a lot of really creative ideas and books on his websites. You can see what he's doing at eagle-research.com. And for the Browns gas machine that you may have heard him speak about on podcasts like Crows 777 and the Higher Side Chats, you can find that at eagle-research.life. And we'll have all that linked in the show notes. There's a whole lot of stuff to get into here. I'm interested in some conversation on free energy, on health, on, you know, healing the scars of our nutrition deficient lifestyles over the past, you know, entire life that we've all lived. There's so much we can do, from helping our parents live later into their lives with this cool machine, or possibly helping the world get through the apocalyptic times of food scarcity and nutrition depleted soil. So there's much on the agenda. Really excited to get into it with the intrepid inventor and hydrogenic genius, George Wiseman. Welcome to the show, my man.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. We got to give thanks to Ben Balderson. You guys had a really awesome conversation on Odin's alchemy, and he put us in touch. It's always nice to swap guests with friends like Ben. So if you're listening to the premiere of this episode, Ben, thanks a lot. You might be in the chat. But before we get started, man, I'm not even sure where we want to begin. Is there something that you would like to kick off with in terms of introducing yourself and your work, your websites, your history as an inventor?
Okay, well, we only have 2 hours, so I'll make this quick.
Okay.
All right. First off, I grew up on a cattle ranch. A lot of people see me with the cowboy hat and stuff. It isn't just for show. You can take a boy out of the country, but you just never take the country out of the boy, I guess. But in any case, while we were there, that particular ranch was far back in the woods. It was a day trip to go to town, so we only went to town once a month or so. And usually that was just dad and mom. The kids stayed home and kept on working. We'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and work until can't see. There was no electricity. We had an outhouse. There was no running water in the house. All these kind of things. We grew up like it was in the 1800s. And I'm 64 now. So anyway. So we set up a shop. Dad built a shop on the ranch. I was born in Montana, and he bought a shop in the middle, or a ranch is in the middle of British Columbia, Canada. And so eventually he moved the family to Canada. And what he had done is bought 5 different ranches at the time and put them together. So we had just one larger ranch, and everything was decrepit. It all had to be rebuilt. So we were doing all that. In the process, like I was saying, he built a shop, and I learned as a young child to fix pretty much anything. And as I was growing up, like, I didn't like repairing things more than necessary. So I would usually fix it better than it was new. And engineers typically, I'm also a certified automotive technician, and one of our complaints as a technician is the engineers that design the cars don't ever work on the cars. The guys that have to work on, they make them for assembly, but then when you go to work on the car, it's a lot more difficult than it needs to be. So I designed machines. I learned to design things that were easy to work on, easy to replace, easy to repair, all that kind of stuff. And this is important as we continue. As I got older and started to get interested in girls, I didn't get off the ranch very much, because as soon as we got out of school, I had to go home and do chores and what have you. But I kind of saw that girls like money, and I was thinking, all right, well, to make myself attractive, because I'm not particularly attractive otherwise, and I thought I would make some money. And I figured a prospector or an inventor was pretty much the ways that I could make money, because I could see ranching didn't make money. It was a good lifestyle. It was a very healthy lifestyle, but ranching didn't make money. So I tried prospecting for a while, but I'm lazy. So it was a lot of hard work. And I did find some stuff, and it was good, and learned how to pan gold and all of that.
I know about that. My dad's a professional treasure hunter, actually. So yes. He has a lot of experience with gold panning and metal detecting. And the best he'll do is find like a gold ring on a creek bed.
Yes. So in any case, skipping all over that and getting closer to what we're doing, I learned to, because I could fix things, I started my own business in 1984 when I discovered that I had to write off my income somehow against for tax reasons and what have you. And my first product that I put out was something called a carburetor enhancer. And what it was it, and it's a whole long story, interesting kind of a story. I accidentally got 94 miles to the gallon in a 74 GMC pickup truck. And so that's a story in and of itself. And I didn't know how that was done until later when I had a 1977 Velare at station wagon that I was experimenting with fuel savers. And when I was putting vapor fuel into the engine, you have to be able to cut back on the fuel from the carburetor. And because in order to balance out the fuel, so you don't have a too rich air fuel mixture. So less fuel or more fuel in from the vapor, less fuel in from the carburetor. So in order to do that, I put a vacuum from the intake manifold. I put a vacuum onto the carburetor float bowl so that it would hold back some fuel. It wouldn't allow the fuel to drain into the engine because the vacuum was holding it back. And that worked really well. And so I was able to easily balance the vapor and the regular fuel system of the Velare. And as I was doing it, experimenting, my vapor system wasn't working the way I wanted it to. So I shut it off, but I forgot to shut off this balancing circuit, which I eventually called the carburetor enhancer. And I noticed that I was still getting 30% greater fuel mileage than baseline. And then I shut off that vacuum attachment and the vehicle went back to baseline. So I turned it on again, 30% greater. Ooh, that's interesting. I've always in all my inventing, I've usually made more money from the side effects of my research, like the things I discovered as I was going along, than I actually have from the main line of research. So this carburetor enhancer became my first product that I put out, and I really started that business on only $20 back then. And I've never looked back since. I've never worked for anybody since that particular time, just a self-employed inventor. And now in my 60s, there was some pretty lean years there, but I'm actually to where I wanted to be when I was a kid. It's funny, but I'm on my third wife now.
It worked out finding girls.
That's right. It did. So but to get back to the 94 mile per gallon thing, what I had done, I realized later, because I remember these things as I recall back onto things. What I had done was that before I was taking that particular trip, I had been messing with the vacuum lines, and I accidentally hooked one of the vacuum lines to a wrong place on the carburetor and suddenly got fantastic gas mileage. But I didn't know. And later when I came back home and I sorted things out and put the vacuum lines the way they were supposed to be, I didn't have the high mileage anymore. But because I put things the way they were supposed to be, I didn't realize that at the time that's what ended up causing it. So in any case, I've invented several different fuel savers and they're listed on my website. So, but because the fuel prices dropped back in 2008, 2009, I pretty much let most of that lapse, and I started concentrating more on the Brown's gas for health purposes. So getting back to Brown's gas, it was the late 80s, I discovered, or I heard about this thing called Brown's gas, and supposedly you could weld plastic to titanium. And as a inventor, I look into all the different kinds of welding techniques and things. And so I decided I wanted that in my own shop. And so I went out to get a quote, and I found the people that were quoting me were telling me it was $300,000 to get one of these machines, which would produce enough Brown's gas to run in a torch. That was way out of my budget. Still pretty much out of my budget. So I decided to...
And that's in 80s money. So that's pretty severe.
That's right. That's in 80s money. Yeah, when it was still worth more than it is now. Okay. So the I decided I'd build my own. I understood electrolysis. I gathered all the information I could from around the world, and I put it together and designed a machine that I built. And when it was finally in a room to test against the $300,000 machine, it was twice as efficient. In other words, it made the same amount of gas with half the electricity, and it was half the weight and half the size of the commercial model. So I started selling those for like $3,000, which, by the way, was way undersold, and that business kind of went belly up. I should have been selling them for like $9,000, but I certainly didn't have to sell them for $300,000. So in any case, those I call the water torches, because they were converting water into a fuel to fuel a regular acetylene torch. And we had quite a bit of fun with that. Oh, by the way, in the meantime, I've been using Brown's gasket for increasing the combustion efficiency of automobiles as well. And we can get into that at some point, how it's possible. But
so the gas is highly combustible, basically.
Definitely. But when you're burning it in an internal combustion engine, we're burning it as a catalyst, not as as a fuel. The Brown's gas helps break apart the molecular bonds of the fuel into its constituent atoms so that it can recombine into water and carbon dioxide. But and it helps break apart those bonds as a catalytic action. So in any case, but if you try to burn it as a fuel, it takes more energy from the engine, from the alternator, to make the Brown's gas than you get back from the engine, because it's only 25% efficient when you actually burn it as a fuel. So this technology can't self-run on water, but the water, if you will, can increase the efficiency of combustion of the fossil fuel so that you really get the gains there. All right. But in 1996, a customer had one of these water torches, these ER-1200s that I was building. And for some reason, I have no idea why, he decided to just bubble it in water, like just bubble the gas in water, and put that water on a melanoma on his forehead. He soaked a cotton ball and put it in a plastic cap and taped it on there. And then just occasionally during the day, he would re-soak the cotton ball and put it on there. I guess desperate times call for desperate measures. He did this. And in 3 weeks' time, the melanoma was gone completely. There was no trace that it ever had existed. And he didn't send me pictures, but he did tell me what he had done. And I didn't believe him. I was used to this as being a combustible gas. I couldn't understand why a person would use it for health purposes. It just didn't make any sense to me. I was an alternative energy researcher. I am still. And I had no clue that it would have a health purpose. Now, with alternative energy, I'm also rubbing shoulders with alternative health, like the same kind of people go to the various symposiums and gather together. So I had some idea of the alternative health kind of things, but I still didn't believe this guy. And I apologize because what I did, because I'm supposedly an open-minded inventor and this was a possible use of the gas, I sent out to the thousands of people that I contacts I had in email, using a lot of email those days to contact people. And it turns out that a lot of these people that had various versions of Brown's gas machines started reporting back to me health gains, because they decided, sure, they would try it themselves. Just in this case, mostly just bubbling the Brown's gas in water and then drinking the Brown's gas bubbled water. Like that. So it turns out that it is very healthful to have the hydrogen in the water, and particularly Brown's gas, because Brown's gas contains six different constituents, not just hydrogen. Now, it molecularly, atomically, it is 2/3 hydrogen to 1/3 oxygen. But the hydrogen and oxygen atoms form different combinations. And one of the combinations is still water, H2O, that has extra electrons attached to it. So the water forms a gaseous form of water that is electrically and negatively charged because it has extra electrons. And that's what's called a plasma. You've got your four states of matter. You've got your your solid, your liquid, your gas, and your plasma. So anyway, you can form in the Brown's gas electrolyzer, it forms this plasma. So you get not only the hydrogen, but you also get the electrically expanded water. So, and that's it, about 30% more therapeutically advantageous than just getting pure hydrogen. Okay, so on with what's going on. By 2005, my customers had convinced me to try to drink the bubbled water. So from 1996 to 2005, I did not drink the Brown's gas bubbled water myself, even though lots of people, hundreds of people were telling me that it was healthful and efficacious.
You're a tough man to convince.
I'm supposed to be an inventor. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That isn't the end of the story. So what happened was between 2005 and 2007, I was drinking the water and I didn't get sick. And that was enough to convince me that it was helpful for me and to recommend it. So then I built a tabletop electrolyzer called the ER50 that people could bubble the water and get the benefits. And I sold thousands of those. And then the people started asking me, can we inhale the gas? And again, I was used to using it as a combustible fuel. I was used to knowing that it's an explosive gas. I didn't think it was wise to inhale an explosive gas into your lungs, even if it was healthy, like if there's no toxic thing about the gas at all. But to inhale explosive gas, because if a spark lit it, I didn't want people's lungs to have an explosion in them. Well, so then this went on for years where I was advising people not to inhale, and I'm very, very sorry. I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong. My wife likes it when I say that.
It's the wisest words you can say, because as soon as yeah. you realize you're wrong, then you get to be right.
Yeah, well, you just admit it right as quickly as possible. I was wrong. In December of 2016, one of my customers, again, one of the people feeding me information, which, by the way, I'm kind of the top of an information pyramid. Lots of people are feeding me information, and then I kind of sort it out and I disseminate it. So everybody thinks I'm a genius, but really I'm not. I'm just, you know.
I know how that is. Right, like, people listen to the show, they give me the cliff notes on their research. And so I get to be hip to a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have time to look into once.
That's exactly right. So anyway, this guy sent me a video of a Korean hydrogen bar where they were using Brown's gas to give people inhalation treatments, and it just a nice comfortable chair and the Brown's gas machine sitting there. They come in off the street like we buy a cup of coffee, sit down, have a 10-minute inhalation treatment, and at that point they were able to and so they were doing that, and I realized that I was wrong. Why I was wrong, because there's something called a lower combustion limit. If you can keep the hydrogen in the air less than 4.7% hydrogen in the air, it's not combustible. And the scientific research is, and this, at this point, it's thousands of studies. At that point, there weren't very many, but hydrogen is really catching on. So the scientific research is showing 2% hydrogen in the intake breath is therapeutically beneficial. So all you have to do is make sure that there's not 4.7% or greater hydrogen in your intake breath, and you're good to go. The explosion, even if the gas did explode in the machine, for example, the explosion would never go into your lungs, and you're absolutely safe. No problem whatsoever. And we've got experimental evidence proving that. So that people would be inhaling with a cannula similar to this. You just put it on that, wrap it over your ears, and you'd be inhaling the Brown's gas but at a small enough amount that the rest of your breath, the large amount of your breath, makes it so that it's less than that 4.7%. Okay. So I wasn't able to do anything about that in December of 2016, because at that point I was the full-time 24/7 caretaker of my late wife. And she was, it was really, really, really bad. I had to carry her to the bathroom, and she couldn't even roll over in bed without assistance. And she'd lost most of her hair, and she was blind by that point. It was very severe lupus. And she ended up dying of the side effects of the lupus because of nephratic edema, it's called, where the kidneys aren't putting out enough of the water, and it would cause the water to be retained in the body. And the water around her heart got so much that her heart couldn't beat anymore. So she died in March of 2016. Excuse me. It was December 2015 that the video was sent. It was March of 2016 that my wife died. And it was really, really a bad time for me. But it was also interesting in that she would never even drink the Brown's Gas bubbled water. And she certainly, I hadn't inhaled at that point, but I don't think she ever would have inhaled it either, because she just had her own choices and things. And everybody needs to be able to make their own choices. So in any case, the after I got over the initial shock enough that I could even move anymore, I just threw myself into my research. I remembered this guy, this Korean thing. And I rigged up my tabletop electrolyzer, the ER50, so that I could inhale the gas. And I have that on video, that very first time that I inhaled. I set up a camera in front of myself, and I thought, you know what, if something happens, and I'll at least have a video record of my stupidity. So the I did that, and people can go and see, and they and if they, they look, they can see I actually look younger now than I did then back in 2016. If the it's on my YouTube channel. So in any case, I did that, and I had I didn't sleep at all that night. I'm used to sleeping against a rock. I grew up in a 24 square foot 24 by 24 house cabin, and there were nine of us in there, mom and dad and seven kids and the dogs and the cats and and all of that. I'm used to sleeping whenever, whatever, noise doesn't bother me or anything like that. But I was absolutely wide awake. It wasn't a coffee buzz. It was an alertness. I was just alert all night. I couldn't sleep, which was very disconcerting. It wasn't really negative, but it was disconcerting.
Was this alertness like relaxed though?
Oh yeah, yeah. It wasn't like anxiety or anything like that. Absolutely.
Because I like to say that the best state of mind is alert and relaxed, but most of us in the West, all caffeinated and underrested, we're tired and wired. So you, yes. We want to get away from tired and wired and to alert and relaxed.
Yes. So I actually use that effect now. At the time, what I decided to do is inhaling in the mornings. So by the time it was time to go to sleep, the hydrogen had dissipated enough that I slept okay. And then once my body got used to the hydrogen, I could inhale it all day. I inhale at least 4 hours a day and up to 8 hours a day. And we can get into more of that after. But in this case, I proved to myself that the inhalation was very beneficial. And I can't even remember all the things now. I'd have to look at a list that improved on my body. Now, up until this time, I was drinking the hydrogen-rich water, and I had not gotten sick since 2005. So from 2005 to 2016, and still, I haven't gotten sick, even with all the craziness that's going on out there. But my neuropathies were increasing. Like, I'd lost a feeling in the palm of my left hand. I had lost a feeling in the shins of the front of my legs. I had scars. I had I was wearing glasses. I had tinnitus. I had just a heart murmur, this sort of thing. So the key thing to remember about this hydrogen for health is that hydrogen is our major macronutrient. Macronutrient, not what they're considering to be nutrients that are important now, like magnesium and vitamin C and all those kind of things. Those are all micronutrients when you consider hydrogen, because hydrogen, our bodies are comprised of 62% hydrogen by volume, not by weight, but by volume. We're 62% hydrogen, 24% oxygen, 12% carbon, and 2% everything else. So hydrogen is the major macronutrient. And if you don't get enough hydrogen, it's been my, as we've been researching this, again, I'm an alternative energy researcher, but I just stumbled into this because people, including God, convinced me that this was what I had to do. So coming back to the nutrition, if you don't get enough hydrogen, your body starts shutting down extraneous systems. Like if you're out in the cold, your body will start shutting off blood circulation to your limbs to preserve core temperature. Your body knows how to survive. These bodies are absolutely amazing that we live in. So the what happens is it first shuts off the regeneration systems. So you scar and you don't heal as quickly. If anyone has a scar on their body, they are hydrogen deficient. It's as simple as that. Then the next thing the body starts shutting off is the immune systems. You have several different kinds of immune systems in your body, and they aren't immediately life-threatening. So if you don't have enough hydrogen, your body starts shutting off those. And then if you still don't have enough hydrogen, your organs start to fail and you die. So when I started inhaling, one of the first things that happened was my heart murmur, which I'd had for at least 50 years, was gone. I got an annual physical, and the heart murmur that I had all my life practically wasn't there anymore. So my heart healed.
Much time of inhaling?
At that point, that was about 6 or 8 months for that. The very first thing that I noticed.
It's not overnight, right? Your body takes time back up.
No. Definitely time is absolutely important. In fact, I've been inhaling since March of 2016, and I'm still noticing things. Like relatively recently, I noticed that I got my balance back. I didn't even really realize I was losing my balance, but I'd have to sit on the bed to put on my pants and shoes, and I in the shower I'd have to lean up against the wall in order to bathe without falling over if I was washing my toes and stuff. But but now I can just stork it up and wash my toes, and I didn't even realize I wasn't leaning against a wall anymore. That kind of thing. So that happened over a period of years. But so gradually, at first, there's several things that happen. The very first thing that happened with me was I lost my psoriasis. I didn't realize that the thick peeling or the thick skin, what thick white skin on my elbows, knees, and feet was psoriasis. And I just thought it was calluses, because when I grew up on a cattle ranch, I always had thick skin calluses. So I didn't even pay any attention to it. But that stuff started to peel off. Like a snake shedding its skin, like big pieces of skin were just peeling off me, which I found very disconcerting. And but underneath, it was baby, smooth, beautiful skin. So I thought, okay, it seems to be all right. And so anyway, that disappeared first, and then as it went on, various other things were happening. But the next thing I noticed was that my warts. And my kind of plantar's wart on my foot, and hand warts, and the warts completely disappeared. Now, warts are a virus, and they and I'd had these viruses again for 40 or 50 years. So I'll take another drink here. So 40 or 50 years, I'd had these viruses, and then all of a sudden, I noticed that they were gone. My hand warts were gone, and my plantar's wart was gone. So I decided. So I thought, oh my goodness, that's pretty amazing. And then shortly after that, again, we're talking months of time. It didn't heal right away. I noticed that a scar that I had on my forehead, which was about 1 centimeter squared or a half inch squared, was gone. That was a surprise. And then I looked over my body and other scars. I grew up on a cattle ranch. I had quite a few. but even some relatively large scars were so far gone, you couldn't even see where they were anymore. So my body's regeneration system, stem cells and stuff like that, had come back into effect. And I started to, all these things were healing. And of course, in my tinnitus, that took the longest. And it isn't completely gone even now. If I get under stress, I can still hear it, a little hiss. But it was bad enough I was having trouble hearing people speak because of the ringing in my ears. And that dissipated. So, again, there's a long list of things. If you look at the video on YouTube, you'll see that my mustache and beard were pretty much pure white at that point. But my hair has turned gray, and I got some color back. And I stopped losing my hair. Some of it has grown back, but not enough you'd be able to notice it in a video like this. But I've been able to. It's like the aging stopped, and I now look like I did when I was like 15 years ago.
The hair's probably low on the body's priority list for life preservation. So if you're at the point where hair's coming back and getting color again, all the other systems are probably doing well.
Yes. And I think that if people do the start inhaling the Brown's gas at a very young age, their life expectancy will be considerably longer, because the rodent tests with mice and rats are showing a 30 to 50% life extension, healthful life extension. So you're not just living and can't do anything. These are vibrant, healthy for very much longer. So you can imagine that'd be amazing for people. You can do so much more, because shoot, we spend the first third of our life learning what we know how to do, and then we spend another 20 years kind of building into being effective in life, and then you got maybe 10 years of effectiveness, and then you retire. You know what I'm saying? Whereas if you could put another 30 or 40 years of lifespan on a person, how much more could you accomplish? It'd be amazing.
It'd be exponential.
It would. That's a good way of looking at it, because all this other stuff, you haven't really done anything, and then you could do so much more. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 32. I'm just starting to get the hang of like how to be helpful as a human being.
Exactly. And so at this point, you start actually doing something with your life that is meaningful to all of civilization and helping people and that kind of thing. And so you've got 20 years of doing, or maybe 30 of doing that, and hopefully a lot more, because you're in a position to learn and do. And evidently, if you go walking in the snow, you're taking care of yourself much better than the people that are out there playing their video games and what have you.
Yeah. I love getting grounded. That's an important daily thing. I mean, this whole, what we're talking about is all relating back to the electric body and electric health, and the Brown's gas machine works on electrolysis. So some of these concepts are on my list of things to interrogate you about after we get through talking about the actual machine and the health benefits, and the particularly interested in maybe from where we're at going into the testing for safety, because that was the first thing I tried to get, my dad interested in this before we came on the air. I was talking to him about it. He's a little bit younger than you, actually. I think he's 62. And he was like, well, I would want to be sure that there's a safety test, because, he'll eat Taco Bell, but he's afraid that inhaling hydrogen gas might not be safe. So, is there anything you can say about that other than having tested it on yourself? I know you just mentioned that there's been a lot of studies, and I don't think he's particularly the type that would go and look at them and read them, but maybe if I can tell them that they exist, that would be helpful.
Okay. Yes. First of all, they use hydrogen even now in heart surgery and things like that, because the hydrogen helps keep the various organs healthy for a lot longer when they're oxygen deprived and what have you. But if you go to a place called Molecular Hydrogen Institute, that's a very long word, .com, all one word, molecularhydrogeninstitute.com. Tyler LeBaron is a doctor who specialized in hydrogen for health. Back in 2006, 2007, he consulted with me when he was still an intern. And then after that, he went to Japan and worked with a doctor over there that was specializing in hydrogen for health. And now he's pretty much our North American expert for hydrogen for health. And he has this website, molecularhydrogeninstitute.com, where you can look and see the hydrogen studies and articles and a vast collection of the information that you're just now thinking that your dad would like to know exists. Okay. Personally, I try to concentrate on Brown's gas, not just hydrogen. So in my, I made another website called eagle-research.life. And so instead of .com, it's .life, L-I-F-E. And and on that, I put more Brown's gas related, specifically Brown's gas related. Now, whatever hydrogen can do, Brown's gas can do better, because it contains electricity. Now, here we go back with your grounding and such. Because the electrically expanded water portion of Brown's gas has extra electrons, those electrons are immediately bioavailable. So as you're inhaling the gas, you're actually inhaling not only the building block of life, which is the hydrogen, but you're inhaling something to do with it, like the energy to do with it. If you go to build a brick house, for example, you have a pile of bricks. Some organizing factor and energy has to take each brick and put it where it belongs for the house to be built. The same thing happens in our body. As our spirit knows how to heal, as our bodies know how to heal, they still need energy to do that. And a lot of people who are sick have depleted their energy reserves and their energy generation systems have become compromised. So by inhaling the energy directly with the gas, you accelerate the healing capability of the gas. And there's a study going on right now in Germany, which I'm sponsoring, that's showing with zebrafish that the healing capability is about 30% better than hydrogen alone. The healing capability of Brown's gas is about 30% faster than using hydrogen alone. So that gives a bit better understanding. And then if you go to my website, there's a page called Plants Don't Lie. You can actually just look that up, Google it, or search with DuckDuckGo, which I prefer over Google, and just go for Plants Don't Lie. And it'll pop up that article where you can look on my website and you'll see some very interesting things. For example, when you give Brown's gas water to plants in soil, they grow about 3 times faster. But if you give Brown's gas water to hydroponic plants, they grow about 10 times faster. Isn't that interesting? So the plants really require that hydrogen. And incidentally, I put a little video on the bottom having to do with fish, showing that fish grow about 3 times faster if you bubble their water. Instead of just using a regular air nitrogen mixture to bubble in the water, you use the Brown's gas to bubble in the water, and they grow about 3 times faster than, again, because they have the hydrogen available, and I believe the electrically expanded water. Plus, if you're using it to heal things, it heals a lot faster, like burns and scars and such. If you have a burn and you treat it with the Brown's gas right from the start, there's a really good chance it will not scar, a really bad burn. And it'll heal about 3 times faster is what we're discovering. So yes, to answer your dad's concerns, those are resources that you can look for to see that hydrogen really does a good job.
So one thing I've done for a while is occasionally I'll buy water that has molecular hydrogen added to it. But, you know, these come in like 16-ounce packets. You're paying like $2 for it. And I wonder if, despite the fact that I know hydrogen has amazing effects in the body, am I kind of wasting money on that relative to the effectiveness of the Brown's gas version? Because, I mean, I think you've kind of answered the question in terms of how much more helpful it is before it to have the electricity component added, you know, the oomph to actually do something with the building blocks. But is that type of a product just sort of like a money grubbing activity for a company to capitalize on the new interesting research about hydrogen? Or is there something still worthwhile about that? And like maybe I know there's devices that will add molecular hydrogen to water. There's one from secretenergy.com, a guy named Seven Bomar that just made a less expensive one he calls Hydrolux, but it's still not Brown's gas. But is that something useful? I'm curious about water in general too, because you mentioned that you're doing the bubbled water in distilled water. Do you have any thoughts? This is kind of a multifaceted question, but do you have any thoughts about distilled water as opposed to mineralized water in terms of what's good for the body, or alkaline versus more pH neutral water? Because that's okay. Kind of a polarizing topic.
Hopefully your questions, you've written them down, because I can't remember them all in
sure, order. Sure, yeah, I kind of hit you with a lot right there. Let's talk about water.
Okay. So let's start with distilled water and mineralized water. Mineralized water you should be giving to plants, because generally the minerals in water are not bioavailable. Most of the minerals that we need for our body, we get from plants. The plants have already pre-processed the minerals into something that does become more bioavailable to our body. Now, that's not to say that we can't get minerals directly, but it's a lot harder for the body. For example, you don't get iron from sucking on nails. You get iron from eating spinach and kelp and maybe kale and things like that.
So it's really, I just got a cast iron skillet. Does that work?
No.
Because they say that's like a selling point.
It's not bad, but the iron, what would I call elemental iron instead of bioavailable iron, doesn't necessarily do any your body any good. It doesn't necessarily do it any harm either, though all some things will, and everything has to be in balance. For example, if you get too much calcium, not enough magnesium and such, you'll throw things out of balance, and so it'll end up with a magnesium deficiency, even if you ordinarily would have had enough because you're getting too much calcium. All right, so getting back to the water, putting these things or having these things in the water, like lime and things that make a high pH, isn't necessarily good. And they discovered, again, if you go to the molecularhydrogeninstitute.com, there is a technology called ionizer technology, which split water into low and high pH streams. And that's been around for about 40 years. And they did note that these electrolyzers, which they're calling ionizers, had health benefits on the high pH side. So it became a common knowledge, which was unfortunately incorrect, that the high pH water was healthful for you because it had these various minerals in it and such. But it didn't. Now, what's happening is, it was, but not for the reason they say. Okay. So in any given quantity of water, you have high pH and low pH constituents. And as it goes through this ionizer, it separated those constituents out. So it didn't add anything as far as constituents is concerned, but you ended up with things that had alkaline metals or minerals and what have you as the high pH, and then acidic type things for the low pH. And the acidic things weren't necessarily good for you, but they were saying the high pH ones were. It turns out that it had absolutely nothing to do with the minerals at all. When they took away the minerals and left the hydrogen, which was incidentally put into the water, because the alkaline stuff went off with the cathode, and the acidic stuff went off with the anode. Anode was putting oxygen in the water, and the cathode was putting hydrogen in the water. So when they were drinking the high pH water, they were actually drinking high concentrations of hydrogen in the water. And when the scientists finally, just a couple of years ago, did the experiments that they should have done 30 years earlier and took away the pH but left the hydrogen, the health benefits were retained. When they took away the hydrogen and left the pH, the health benefits disappeared. It was entirely the hydrogen that was giving the health benefits of this
people
water.
People hear alkaline water salespeople tell you that today.
Today, they're repositioning themselves because they've seen and of course the ionizers that made the most hydrogen were the ones that were the most effective, but they didn't know that until these scientific experiments were done. So personally, I have, since 2005, drank 97% of my fluid intake is distilled water. I don't drink coffee or tea or any of those kind of things. I do distilled water, and I get my vitamins and minerals from my food. I drink, I eat organic food as much as possible and try to have a very nutritious diet. So and I've improved on that over the years. Like at first, I was still eating, you know, junk food and what have you, but I can really feel it now that I haven't done it for a while, and my body is more attuned to feeling when there's things that aren't necessarily good for me.
I've been organic for like 5 or 6 years, and at this point, like, the other stuff my body doesn't even register it as food when I look at it.
That's good. Very good. Yes, it was very hard to get over some of these addictions that I had for the treats and candies and what have you. Very difficult. I think sugar is really the gateway drug, personally.
Yeah, the hardest core drugs are the ones that are available on every corner.
Seriously. And they're causing most of the health issues in America, well, pretty much around the world, wherever these things are available. And it just escalates from that, like all the diabetes and many of the ailments.
And when you're in the hospital, they'll serve that to you on a tray while they're fixing you.
I am really disappointed with allopathic medicine these days. And as far as nutrition goes, when I went to agriculture college, which was another one of my degrees, they spent quite a lot of time on nutrition. And in agriculture college, I learned how to, from apples to zebras, I could learn how to properly nourish any of those things. So in the mammalian section, I went to a hospital to talk about nutrition for one reason or another with the dietitian there. And I was absolutely astonished at how little she knew about actual nutrition. At that point, my eyes were about this big. I couldn't even talk to her because she didn't understand some of the basic concepts about nutrition and what was needed to nourish a body. So obviously I yeah, hospital food. Nah, sorry. It's just cheap stuff. And unfortunately, in my opinion, allopathic medicine is more attuned to mitigating symptoms than it is to curing disease. Because I even found an article where they actually did a study and concluded that health was not financially beneficial. Okay, health is not profitable. You have to keep the people sick and give them something that makes them feel better, but not actually cure them. So they keep taking the thing that feels better, makes them feel better. So treating symptoms instead of curing disease.
And have you spoken to Clive DeCarl before, gentleman from England? Okay, yeah. Cool. I love one of my favorite things he says is, your body is not low on pharmaceutical chemicals. And his whole thing is it's all about the nutrients. So you get the right building blocks in there and you're set. So you guys definitely have a lot of alignment in your message.
Yes. And anybody that actually starts to study what's actually going on ends up with, I would believe, it, similar conclusions. Again, I'm an alternative energy researcher. I've been kind of thrown into this alternative health aspect of what's going on. Almost dragged into it by my customers and what have you. But being the kind of person I am, I decided to dive right in and make an optimized machine for health. And I believe it, my personal belief, comparing with 50 different other ones out there, there are a lot of different technologies. The AquaCure is the safest machine, also the most practical and the most functional. It can do the most health protocols, and it's practical in that it takes relatively little maintenance for what it needs, and it's the safest machine because I built redundancy safety in every step. So there is very little chance that anyone could hurt themselves or the machine, and just go on from there.
Yeah, that's a good, we got like 15 minutes left in first hour. A lot of people will still hear the second hour, but let's talk about that AquaCure, the, you know, use of the machine, the maintenance of the machine, the setup of the machine, what someone would expect if they actually did get one, and what it's like using that on a daily basis.
Okay, let's just put a pin in that since we only have 15 minutes. There was sure. An additional thing in the timeline that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Once I put out the ER50 and I started getting the health benefits back from the people that were actually inhaling the gas, which, like I said, I got 10 times more benefit from the inhaling than I'd ever had from the drinking of the water. All these things about my body started to heal. I started getting testimonials back from people, the same sort of thing. And one of them, about 3 months in, was a woman who had lupus. And she said, in 3 weeks' time, her lupus symptoms disappeared. 3 weeks' time. I and my late wife had been battling lupus for, depending on when you start the timeline, between 5 and 8 years. We'd been battling the lupus. If my late wife had been able to inhale the gas, I believe that she would have been cured, her body would have healed, and she would have and that wonderful woman would still be here. Like I can't even tell you how great she was. She was a multimedia artist. She was way advanced spiritually. She was just an incredible, incredible person. My life has been so much better because of her. So so when this woman got back to me and said that in only 3 weeks' time, her lupus symptoms were healed, it just laid me out. Like all the grief that I had felt from missing this woman was just, it was almost too much to handle, because I had in my own shop from 1986, the Brown's gas technology that could have, and I believe would have, cured this beautiful, wonderful person. And the only way that I could get myself back up off the floor was to convinced myself that I was going to make sure that I was going to have help as many other people as possible. And that's where it came for the AquaCure. Eventually, I started with a relatively simple product and increased the efficiency and then went on from there. So that's my life mission. I am financially well off. I don't need to be doing this. I could just retire and sit on a beach somewhere. I'm doing this because it's what's needed to be done. I have to do it. I can't do anything else. I need to help as many people as possible in honor of this wonderful woman. So now we can talk about the AquaCure.
Well, I just want to comment because I've heard this part of your story and it must be unimaginably difficult to go through that. But also, you know, the creator puts blessings in, even especially in the hardest experiences. So to me, it sounds almost like a comic book superhero origin story that you learned the most powerful way that you could learn the importance and value of the gift that you have to share with the world, and are more inspired and motivated to do that than any financial gain or any idea of fame or, you know, affluence could ever inspire in you. So we must really right now, I just want to give thanks and honor to God and to your late wife for setting you up with that experience. As difficult and hard to even imagine as it must be, that now you're here, now you're sharing this message, and so many people have been benefiting from what you do. I've heard many, many good results and stories from people who've gotten AquaCure machines. And I mean, it makes perfect sense too. And the simplest solutions are often right under our nose and they're the most powerful. So I just want to really express my gratitude for, you know, you and for your late wife and for the creator for setting up this storyline for your experience in this incarnation so that you can be a champion for real help and real health.
Thank you. I thank you. Okay. So your question about the machines?
Yes. Yes. I know it probably takes a second to like collect yourself with all that because it's heavy duty.
Yeah. I too. When I relive it, it's tough, but life does go on and I do have a purpose and I am helping. And I know that she, first of all, she's still with me in the spirit. And there's been some interesting things happen in my life that shows that she's helping me from the other side, however she can.
That's like something I want to talk about down the road in this conversation is how your spiritual life may have changed with both your wife's passing, but also the addition of inhaling Brown's gas, because from my experience, improvement of health also enriches spiritual experiences dramatically. So that's definitely part of the equation I'd like to explore more after we talk about the machine itself.
Yeah. Actually, physically, emotionally, not spiritually, but emotionally, the Brown's gas helps as well. It's one of the side effects that I just recently discovered. Actually, I didn't realize it at the first, but a doctor pointed it out to me, a doctor in Germany who had been studying these sort of things. When you're inhaling the Brown's gas, it's almost impossible to be depressed. This is a very interesting side effect. So anybody who's having this major anxiety and stress in their lives and such, the Brown's gas really does help. When I was in the throes of grief and I was simply inhaling the gas because I threw myself into my work and I didn't care if I lived or died. And there were times when I even was forgetting to breathe. My grief was crushing me so much that I would realize I would start to feel faint and my chest would hurt. And I realized I hadn't even taken a breath in a while. So I'd have to remember to breathe. And when I started inhaling the Brown's gas, that dissipated and it was gone. But I didn't realize that at the time. I only realized it now years later when the doctor said she's noticing with her patients that they're depressed, their depression lifts almost immediately. So emotionally, the Brown's gas helps as well as physically. And I believe spiritually as well, we can get into that. So the Brown's gas machine, the AquaCure, there's videos online. If people email me, I can send the video so you can see exactly how to set it up and how to maintain it. But you're just simply adding water. It's turning water into hydrogen, oxygen gas. So you have to add pure water every so often, distilled water. And then every so 100 or more hours, you clean the machine because there's some sludge that forms in the machine and stuff like that. And that involves dumping it out, letting the sludge settle, and then putting the electrolyte back in. The electrolyte is a lye water mixture, but it's only enough concentration that it's like liquid soap. It's almost identical to liquid soap that's being used. Like people can buy these containers where they can squirt liquid soap. So the lye isn't dangerous, but you don't want to inhale it. So when the gas is being made, the lye stays in the machine. It's called a catalyst. It stays in the machine. Only the hydrogen and oxygen come out, but a teeny amount of water moisture comes out as well. And the lye can ride out on that little teeny amount of water moisture. So over time, it can build up in the liquid bubbler. So I have a little humidifier that takes that, that condenses that water moisture out so that you can take that water and put it back into the machine. And then you have pure gas coming out of that. So that's the kind of the setup of it. And the nice thing about the way that I put it together, again, I like twofers. I like doing two things at the same time. I've set it up so that you can be making your bubbled water to drink at the same time as inhaling the gas. So the gas goes through the drinking water first and puts its charge in it. And then you're inhaling the gas after that. Which brings me back to why I make a machine rather than just selling bottled water. First of all, you can't inhale bottled water and you get 10 times the benefit from the inhalation than you possibly could from the drinking of the water. But you do need to drink water, and the water you drink should be hydrogen rich, in my opinion. Buying the hydrogen rich water in a packet, the hydrogen can actually go out of the packet. And I don't know what the dates are. There would be a stale date. But if you test the water you're getting in the packets, it's likely that you don't have as much hydrogen in there as you think or as they say you do, because the hydrogen can actually go right through the packet. If you have a water bottle like this one here, it's got a sealed lid, and you put the Brown's gas bubbled water in there, half the goodness is gone in a day. Okay, room temperature, sealed bottle, in a day, it's half gone. So the packets of hydrogen-rich water that you get are likely to have a lot less hydrogen in them after a few weeks than you would think that they would have. So you're best off drinking the hydrogen-rich water as soon as possible, because that's the optimum level. And I like to start my day with drinking a liter or a quart of the hydrogen-rich water, and then do another quart, sipping it through the day, depending on what's going on. And another thing is, as you age, a lot of people lose the thirst. They don't get as thirsty. And it turns out that they feel hungry instead. So they end up eating food instead of drinking water. So I always recommend drinking at least a cup or more of water before eating, like 20 minutes before, 20, 30 minutes before eating. That not only primes the body with the juices, the liquidity that you need for digestion, but it also takes care of that thirst, so you don't eat as much food because you were actually feeling thirsty, not hungry. And so did I answer some of those questions?
Yeah. So it's not too difficult once it's all, is the setup pretty easy once you, you know, receive the machine and get it going? You know, is this something a non-genius inventor can make sure it works properly in their home? That's kind of what I wanted to make sure everybody felt comfortable about.
Yes. There is a learning curve, but it's like a Keurig machine, which it has come out in the last few years.
Okay, my mom can run one of those, so she can do this.
I don't even know how to run my wife's Keurig machine, okay? But it's on the same level of a learning curve, where you just got to know where to put the water, what buttons to push, that kind of thing. And so she does her own thing. I can kind of do it now, but it's on that same kind of a level with running a Keurig machine.
Okay, cool. So before we move over to hour two, which will be available for people on my Patreon and on Rockfin being a big platform, it's kind of like the Netflix of independent creators. So people that are already members there that follow you can find this conversation there, even if they weren't subscribed to me specifically. So before we move over to that second hour, and I have a lot of much more... what would we say, unique questions for you in terms of stuff I've heard you talk about in interviews for that section. But I wanted to make sure and give people your websites one more time, you kindly provided us with an Interverse discount code. If you could mention that and anything you want to say to the first hour people before we depart over into the second segment.
Okay, so the Interverse is just that. It's the discount code for 15% off of the AquaCure, which I'm very happy to give your listeners. So it's spelled just like that, Interverse. When you go to the website at, I'd go to eagle-research.life website, just so you don't get confused with all the other thousands of pages of things that doesn't have anything to do with the AquaCure. And then click on the buying of the AquaCure and use the discount. Now that'll take you directly to the page on the eagle-research.com website where the sales page is for the AquaCure. And currently, we do have a back order, but it's unfortunate, but we are increasing production. So hopefully that'll get taken care of, relatively quickly. And, what were some of the other things that, the people might want to know?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that you gave those websites and you said any closing thoughts for our free hour audience before we move over. It's been a real pleasure getting to hear your story and this conversation. And I just love your energy, man. You definitely have the vibrant, youthful brilliance of somebody that's in amazing and immaculate health. And that's the biggest testimonial of anything that you could provide for us.
Well, I feel good. I feel really good. I could be in better shape physically, and I've started working out a little bit because my wife says, you know, you you got to. And she's right.
They like that. They like strong men.
Yes, they do. That can, you know, hold themselves up and take care of matters when it's necessary. So, but the main thing is I have no aches or pains. Okay. I had arthritis. One of the things was I had arthritis in my hands and I was starting to lose some of the functionality. And I have full movement, full functionality, zero pain anywhere in my body. No joints, no muscles, no anything. In fact, when I'm when I do sprain myself, there was a time I sprained my shoulder when I was pounding a post in, a steel post. I normally would take about 3 weeks to heal a sprain that was that bad. 3 days. 3 days, it was totally 100% gone. So that pain is another one of those things that disappears with the Brown's gas. I think we could go on and on, but I think that people really do want to listen to the next hour, definitely.
I think so too. It's going to be very interesting. We have things on the table like energy research and, of course, more about the Brown's gas and maybe other healing modalities. So we'll head over there. And thanks, George, for this amazing first hour. It's been really good time and I'm excited to keep going. Really good. What an amazing talk. That was the type of conversation that I really hope to have with George, because when you have a guy who goes around and makes it on the podcast circuit with a lot of shows, there's the risk of the same thing being repeated from show to show kind of a lot. And I know that plenty of you will be only hearing this for the first time, or maybe the last time you heard it was quite a while back and it's a good refresher. But I'm really excited that the Interverse angle took things at least in directions that I hadn't heard him speak on before. Maybe in some places he has, because he does do a lot of shows. He's very much a tireless champion for this particular nutritional remedy for basically everything that could go wrong in a body. So I'm looking forward to exploring the modality myself and would be pretty stoked if somebody out there picked up one of these machines using the Interverse code, which would give you a discount, 15% off. Really generous. So thank you, George, for that. You know, and I can't fully advocate it without having tried it myself. So we know that if you are looking at this as some big snake oil sales pitch, I'm sorry, because I think this conversation was amazingly inspirational, regardless of where you come down on deciding to do an AquaCure machine or not. You have a genius inventor. You have a deeply spiritual guy. Yeah, and we talk a lot more about the spiritual side of things in hour two. You have somebody with a very extremely heartfelt and sincere desire to help the world with George Wiseman and the extreme trauma that he went through that brought him to this place of sort of like a superhero origin story to be so radically dedicated to bringing this information and this technology to the world. I've heard him say it in other places, and he said it on Interverse that he would like everyone or lots of people to be building these machines for themselves to have. He wouldn't even consider it competition if other manufacturers were building them. It's like, we just need more of them in the world. So that is a very good feeling message. And the truth is, I think health solutions are nutritional based, like the real solutions, and that we should be focused on that. And simple answers usually the best. And what is simpler than hydrogen? It's literally the simplest atom that there is. And I never even thought about it before as a holy trinity until we were talking, but as a positive, negative, neutral, you know, proton, electron, neutron, that's hydrogen, 111. That's super mercury, super holy trinity. Man, so there's a lot, but we got to make sure you all know what happened in the Plus extension. If you're still here in 2022, not a member of Interverse Plus, either on Patreon or Rockfin, I don't know what you're doing. You're missing out on the good stuff, because we often don't really get into the wildest reaches of the talk until we've had an hour to warm up. And I don't gate you from the content to try to be like some money miser grubber, but we got to have an avenue for reciprocity here. What I'm doing is not free, first of all. Hosting this show, the technology I use, the equipment that I need, none of that is free. I mean, not to complain about it, but it's quite a lot of money actually to provide a broadcast at the level that this show has gotten to in terms of like visual, the production value, right? So it's a value for value thing. If you find that you really like what I do and the majority of it is free, you get Vibrant 2+ hour episodes, totally free. I do, you know, those group divination oracle sessions all the time. Those are totally free. And the first hour of the Interverse conversation, totally free. So there's like only one part of that whole constellation of content that I'm asking for some reciprocity to access, which would be the Plus extension, second hour conversations with the main show. And it's really worth it. I mean, you're talking $5 a month for the Patreon, which is patreon.com/interverse, or $10 a month for Rockfin. But on Rockfin, you get all these other creators' content. So it's beautiful. So, you know, help me help you. Let's do this. I would love to have more people jump on and get access to the archives as we go into 2022. Because it's not just this episode you get for that price of admission. You get all the ones that have come before. And if you want to just even do a month and then dip to check out the ones you're most interested in hearing, go for it. Do it now, because it's a lot easier to just listen to the whole show week to week rather than try to go back to the archives and start halfway through podcasts you've already heard the first half of, although most of them are probably worth listening to twice. So anyway, that's my pitch. I'd love to have more of you on the Plus extensions. It's really worth it. In this particular episode, I got my notes, they're kind of scattered, but I'll go through some of the things that we talked about in the hour two. First of all, like how his spiritual life with his wife's passing changed, and some really interesting after death communication stuff that came up, and very emotional. I can tell that he's still like honestly traumatized about what happened, and that's understandable. I don't know if that type of thing ever fully heals. Like, it's going to, how could you ever talk about an experience like he went through with his wife and not feel the deep, deep sadness of your best friend being, you know, taken away from you, or if that's the right way of putting it. So it's really hard, but also beautiful to hear of the way that the love transcends the boundaries of life and death. And, you know, that's just something I always want to talk about. And we highlighted the positives of that experience as best we could, despite how hard it must have been. We also talked about, let's see here, the electrolysis process and this sludge that comes out of the Brown's gas machine that maybe has something to do with the idea of the expanding earth or growing land in the electric universe theory. So a cool continuation of the ideas that me and Ben Balderson have come up with in our conversations in recent episodes. We talked about new water, and that was an interesting concept for me. I've never heard of new water, like the actual creation of new water on a molecular level. And it's a blank slate to be programmed and potentially even in ways that are mind blowing. Like we're talking like new water that could possibly generate, you know, do the lead to gold aspect of alchemy in a physical sense. The possibilities seem pretty off the chain. We discussed how we already got into the spiritual expansion aspect of getting healthier. That was part of it. We talked about the possibility of humans and the life on Earth having better hydrogen levels in the past and how that might have happened or what it might have looked like, why it's different now. We discussed water in general a lot, like distilled water, alkaline water, mineralized water. We got into George's thoughts on other healing modalities, like using sound and light, which you guys know I'm really into sound related topics, sound healing. And we discussed George's free energy research, and we could have talked more. That was a topic that will probably come up in a future conversation if I have him back on, which I would love to. So if you liked my talk with George and there's certain things that you'd like to hear him get into and you want to send me an email about that or hit me up on Telegram, I'll take note, because if I had a good list of questions and directions to take a talk with him again, I would have him on again pretty soon. He's an awesome guy, super inspirational. So that's some of the stuff you'll hear in the Plus Extension. And we talked about even using the hydrogenated Brown's gas water on your pets to improve their health and quality of life. So that's pretty awesome too. A lot of good stuff there. I really hope that some of you use this episode as your springboard to jump into the Plus content and the extended episodes. It is well worth it. And I'm really glad to be back from that long hiatus of taking a break from Interverse episodes. This was the first time in a while that I got to have a one-on-one conversation with a genius that I've never talked to before. You know, we did already get Gabriel in for the first episode of the year, and he's no doubt a genius, but we're also buddies. So like we're talking all the time. Not that it isn't special to me. It totally is. But getting into the new and learning and all that, it's my favorite part of being a host. And this conversation was an example of why I love what I do and why I feel so grateful that I led my life in the direction to be able to do what I love and do more of it and more of it. So this year is going to be just phenomenal. I have a strong feeling about that. And part of what is going to be so great about it is that it's the first year that from the beginning, I am working with you, the listeners, as clients to do sound healing sessions and a one-on-one Oracle card counseling. If any of that sounds cool and you would like to work with me and do a 1 hour sound healing session or a card spread to help you see your perspective and your mindset on life a little more clearly and get some good deep messages from higher self, hit me up. Let's do it. Check my website or the links in the show description for more information about the sound healing process, because I talk about it so often. I won't go into it in too much depth right now, but there was a recent Vibrant episode 20 that you can find on my YouTube or my Rockfin channel, where I did a free group sound healing tune-up. And I know that this is a powerful modality, so I can't say I'm like fully surprised, but it was really pleasing to hear all the feedback from the people that tuned into that live sound healing and let me know the results of the experience and how effective it was. Also, people who tuned in not live told me it was effective. So I am already convinced that this is a powerful use of the technology of sound to help move stuck energy and get things flowing and improve our quality of life and emotional state, which leads to improvements in health. But it's still like, even though I know that it works, it's still like, wow, that's a pleasant surprise to hear just how well it works and how many people it worked for. So maybe I'll do another one of those in the near future. I really enjoy it. It's kind of a lot of setup and a lot of energy for me to make that happen. But you guys were really generous with the tips on the Rock Fin page during the group sound healing session. So that kind of made it worth my while. I appreciate that a lot. Not that it isn't worth my while to do the service for free. I want you guys to get the experience, but when there's reciprocity, it's just beautiful. It makes me feel more inspired to keep doing it because I feel appreciated and I'm a normal ass human being that likes to be recognized and appreciated and especially reciprocated financially for the work. So I love that. I appreciate you guys a lot. And looking forward to the future. Hit me up, chance@interversepodcast.com. If you want to work together or you just want to put my eyes on some material or link me up with a cool guest or other podcaster that you want to see me collab with. Always helpful to get that feedback from people. And of course, we're on Telegram. We're going into the year strong with over 400 people in the group chat on the Interverse Telegram. And we have fun conversations in there every day. Lately, I've been kind of showing off my barefoot walking in the snow through the park, grounding daily practice. My feet are getting pretty tough, y'all. Been doing this for a while, a couple of years now. So, you know, coming in there and compete. Let's compete on how long we can put our feet in the snow this winter and walk on the grass despite the wet coldness. And take it slow if you're going to do that. You know, don't get frostbite, but you're stronger than you think. And especially if you're using your breath to warm yourself up, what you can do is pretty amazing. So let's see. Is there anything else housekeeping wise that I need to talk to you about while I've got you here? Once I start, it's fun. I'm in this flow of chatting to the empty room and to the screen, but I know you guys are hearing it later in the future, but I got nothing else for you. I guess we'll wrap it up. Big, big appreciation for you to tune in and check out what I'm doing. Don't forget on the Wednesday nights, we're doing Vibrant still. There was a great one last week with Mark Steves from My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. And Mike Winter called in for a good chunk of the time during that. And he's the co-host of Alpha Vedic podcast with Bear Lando. Watch out for some future collaborations with me and those guys. They are such a huge inspiration, especially on the electric health and the bioterrain model of health, which I still have a lot to learn about. You know, I don't like put myself on one side or another of a fence. Maybe there's still something pathogenic that exists. Maybe not though. Don't want to argue about it. I just am here to learn. And anyway, watch out for that. That's a really good Vibrant episode. I'm going to get it up on the RSS feed too, but it's way better to check it out as a video. So apart from that, Wednesday nights, Weaving Spiders Welcome. I'll be there every week that I possibly can. That's a YouTube channel, Weaving Spiders Welcome. Look them up. Good friends of mine. The most fun ever. And I'm going to play us out with a song called Breathe. Felt appropriate. Breathe by Eric Prydz featuring the singer from Pendulum named Rob Swire, who is an awesome singer. I really like the track. So stick around for after I'm done jibber jabbering at you and you can hear the music and see the graphics that I made for the outro video. That's a fun extra thing that I like to do because I like to be creative and put my spin on every episode and not just do the same thing every week. I like that about the show. It may be a waste of time in some people's minds to make these graphics and go the extra mile. And some people might see it and be like, this is a shill. It's too high budget, but this is not high budget. This is me with like phone apps and Adobe After Effects and like a baseline skill level of self-taught ability to put these things together. And I do it just for the fun because I find aesthetics to be really important. So if I didn't get to be creative with life and have that unique artistic spin on things, then I wouldn't really want to do what I was doing in the first place. It's kind of what I like most is art. And this lifestyle lets me do more art. So I'm super grateful about that. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you guys on the flip. Enjoy the outro music. Don't forget, we can get together for sound healing, oracle card counseling. Get on Telegram, links to everything, all the ways you can support the show. You can get your supplements from Clive DeCarl through my link. Support me that way. You can check out the stuff on Secret Energy's shop, Metaphysical Toolkits, also linked in the show notes. And now, which will be for the first time and going forward, you can use the Innerverse code to get an AquaCure machine, which is expensive. I'm not going to lie. Those things are not cheap, but it should last forever. You can use it. A lot of people could use it. Maybe like you and family members or a group of friends could go in on one and split the cost and have something that could really, really benefit you. But you got to start now or start sooner than later, because as George was saying, it's not like, oh, it cures you tomorrow. It's an overtime cumulative effect of your body having the nutrition it needs to build itself properly. And you know what? He's not wrong. We're 60%+ hydrogen. So taking in hydrogen makes a lot of sense. And I plan to at some point try this out myself. However, whatever I got to do, whatever it takes, I'm going to get myself one. Hopefully my parents can get one and I can experiment with theirs and help them set it up, because I really want them to have it. Yeah, I don't even want to go into this, but my dad's been in the hospital with pneumonia after what they call COVID being the thing that got him there. But what I happen to know is that he doesn't take care of his nutrition well. And so it makes perfect sense to me that this type of outcome and illness would eventually happen, especially in the winter when our body goes through a detox phase anyway. So take care of yourselves, get the nutrition you need. Your body's not low on pharmaceutical chemicals. That stuff is not a cure. We need nutrition. We need the macro and micronutrients, the building blocks of our body for life. And the real alchemical great work is getting your personal cabinet of chemistry, your body in order, all the things in the right place in the right measure. And yeah, it starts with, it starts there. It starts with what we eat, of course. And that's enough preaching. I want you all healthy. I'm telling you, like, health is awesome. Health is wealth. I feel so strong, stronger than I've ever felt in my life. And my habits are better than they've ever been. And it feels good to feel good. The universe is energy. So your vibe is the only thing you have any control over. And it's what matters most. And it's what everything around you will reflect. So get your vibe right by getting your nutrition right. That's step one. Okay, let's play the outro music. Eric Prydz, Breathe. Awesome track. I've loved it for years. And you guys are the bomb. Much love. Talk to you soon. And let me know if you pick up an AquaCure or you've already been using it. I want to hear some testimonials from people. All right, enough out of me. Bye-bye.